Somalia's Al-Shabaab becomes more extreme. Who are the Walking Dead in Nepal? And there's lots of buzz around a new hub at this year's Urbana 12. We'll tell you about that and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As if in answer to the capture of 300 Al-Shabaab members in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, last month, the attacks on civilians have gotten a whole lot worse and more public. The latest attack came last Friday when Islamic extremists brutally murdered a Christian in the city of Barawa in broad daylight. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton explains.
In this case, it is a 25-year-old man named Farhan Haji Mose. He apparently became a Christian in 2010 out of a Muslim background.
Extremists tracked him 6 months to confirm his Christian activity before capturing him and dragging him to an impromptu trial. Nettleton says the man was accused of apostasy and beheaded before a crowd. The execution was a warning to gospel workers.
The goal of Al-Shabaab is to create fear, to create control. And so what better way to do that than to show publicly what happens to someone who leaves Islam to follow another faith?
Meanwhile, in Kenya, tensions continue to rise there, too. Just a day after an explosion went off near Eastleigh, three soldiers were shot and killed while changing a tire. In the explosion, seven people were killed and 33 injured. These two incidents are the latest in a series of grenade and gun attacks targeting churches, police, and other public areas. Church leaders are trying to defuse tensions that could lead to sectarian violence again. Pray that God will have His hand of protection on those in the middle of the attacks. This is Mission Network News. Have you ever heard of goat's milk soap? It's what one Mexican tribe is producing to bring more revenue to their people. Goats are commonplace among the Warajiro tribe, and missionaries serving with New Tribes Mission saw them as a good project. They taught believers how to use goat's milk to help make soap in their homes. As the Warajiro are able to make a living at this, their hearts will be encouraged to live in obedience to God. Pray that God would bless this project. Next, they call themselves the Walking Dead. No, I'm not talking about zombies. I'm talking about women and girls who are victims to sex trafficking in Nepal. Wes Flint with Vision Beyond Borders says they're working to rescue these women and girls from the sex trade.
The life that they used to have was a life of absolute bitter cruelty and abuse. Words could not describe what they have endured.
Vision Beyond Borders has a safe house in Nepal where they place rescued women. They also send mission teams to help.
We bring them some medical supplies, and we like to help purchase winter clothes for the wintertime and blankets.
The women also learn a trade so that they can work to support themselves. The gospel is at the ministry's core.
It's more than just getting them out of sex trafficking, but it's providing a safe and secure place where they know the God who saves, and that is Jesus Christ.
And if you have a passion like dancing or art, that could be a great platform for you to spread the gospel. But it's not always easy to know where to go for your next step. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 12, a missions conference for 17 to 29-year-olds, wants to help. Nikki Toya Macedo, program director for Urbana 12, says they're adding an arts lounge for the artsy people to process God's calling and missions.
Artists can express and process things that doesn't come through a lecture or a seminar, but can be equally profound.
The Arts Lounge will have on-site Christian artists to help young people interpret their experiences. They hope this new space will allow creative students to process their thoughts from the conference.
There's a creative arts space for artists, songwriters, visual artists, dancers to come and to process what God is saying through their art.
Urbana 12 will be in St. Louis, Missouri from December 27th through the 31st, and MNN will be there. Give us a call to learn more about registration. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy and Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Songs that will not only point you to the Christ of Christmas, but help create new memories for you this year. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.